Nigeria Info.
Absolutely. That's the show you're listening to right now, The Morning Crossfire. The most listened to talk show in the morning here in Lagos. Yep. You're welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. I'm Sheriff Quadri. How are you doing today? Parents, let's talk. Teachers, let's talk. So what brought about this conversation we're about to have? I shared this story last week about a friend who whose child was speaking, and the child was saying some words in some funny ways, and you know, this led me to want to discuss this with you, parents and teachers. People are calling me already, just calm down. We're not it's a serious conversation, right? And at the same time, it's going to be very hilarious. So we're going to hear some of the funny words that you've heard our children, we've heard them speak before in our presence or in our absence, or we've heard, you know, somewhere, and would implore teachers and diction teachers, elocution teachers or tutors to also weigh in on this. And because I want to know why children are being taught this way. Just to back up, you know, everything we do on Nigeria Info, we kind of support them with some figures and data, so you know that we don't just whip up these things, you know, from nowhere. It's when we bring up topics, they definitely, you know, some big topics to talk about. So according to the United Nations, right, about 70% of under 10-year-old school children in Nigeria, 70% of them, children under 10, cannot understand simple sentence in English or perform basic numeracy tasks. 70% of them. 27% of teaching staff in Nigeria are unqualified to impact children. According to the World Bank, Nigeria is experiencing learning poverty. We are suffering from learning poverty, in which 70% of 10-year-olds cannot understand a simple sentence or perform basic numeracy tasks. These teachers are there to want to make your child sound very funny. So when he or she gets home and he says, mammy, you say, hey, mommy, you going? I'm done. Okay, so are you a parent? Is your child in an elementary class? I want to know if your child attend a Montessori or a traditional school. Please talk to me. Have you noticed a funny way that your child pronounced some words before, or children pronounce some words before, and you'd like to share? What are your concerns? Did you even notice? Like, so let me establish some basic background again. When people speak well, you can call it phoné because of the way they speak, because of the way they sound. They are not forming. Let's get that very correctly. Like, they are not forming. They are speaking the way the words should be pronounced. That's why you see, and they're speaking that way because they don't have interference from their mother tongue to come in. For those who have interferences, you would notice, of course, they can be the same as those that don't have interferences and the rest of them. So yeah, when people speak well, they speak well and you like it, you enjoy it. And some people will say that, okay, so they're speaking this, broadcast presenters, they can form. It's not forming. It's the way the words are supposed to be pronounced. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Yeah, so that is. So if your child, you know, speaks that way, good, fantastic. The school is doing great. But for those who go and hire under the bridge elocution tutors, and they'll be calling long, lang, or they'll be calling short, shet, shorty, shorty, okay, they'll be saying shet. Yes, ma. I say yes, me. Excuse me. Me, how? Okay, let's get talking. I want to hear 0700 993 993 993, and 01465 7190. Those are the two lines, one for the male, one for the female callers. All right, Let's get to, please make it short, huh? So we can get in as many thoughts as possible. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
We can hear you, sir. Morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Ajibola. I'm on the Southern Language.
You're welcome.
Yeah. This is quite funny. It has to be the fourth one.
Okay.
Calling it sick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, calling for sick. I heard my children. Well, the first day I heard my children use the word sick, I was confused at them. Anyway, I had to change them from the school.
Oh, you changed the school?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. Nice. I like that.
I have to change it. One other thing that I noticed recently is friend's daughter was greeting me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the way this was great, she held her dress by the side and just took a bow.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, why are you greeting this way? I asked her mom. And the mom said, oh, she'll tell you in their school, you don't kneel down to greet.
What?
You don't kneel down. Girls don't kneel down to greet.
Oh,
you hold your dress by the side.
That's another level.
And you take a bow.
That's another level.
So, I don't know if our culture is being eroded or we are getting confused.
Hmm.
But issues like this, I think should be addressed.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm just hearing this for the very first time, my friend. Thanks for calling me, by the way. And that's on another level entirely. Like, entirely. Henry is in the Ibejuleke. Henry, hi. Good morning to you. Henry, talk to me. You're here. Henry can't hear me, I guess. Let's talk to this person. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you? Okay, so mine is a bit different, and I think the media has a lot to play, especially the radio.
Okay, yeah.
You hear a lot of media personalities now speaking in inverted commas American English.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So in school, they are teaching children water.
Hmm.
And on the radio, you are saying water, and I'm saying where is the R at the middle of the you know? And then we are going it on the route.
Hmm.
I think we need to make up our minds. If it's English you want to speak or American English, which is more like pidgin.
Hmm.
So I think we all have a role to play.
All right.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Now let me address that very quickly. I get that a lot. I mean, I get a lot of people, you know, say that American English broadcast and everything. So here is the thing. American English is not like Pidgin English. American English is English. Australian English is English. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, these are, it's just the way you say that a Northerner, for instance, speaking English, it's English. That's the way their tongue is. That's why I said that when you don't have interference with your English, that's why you speak British English. British English is English as well. It doesn't make any other type of English less of English. It's still English. So when broadcasters speak English, when they say water, it's still water, and it's correct because it's their tongue. They roll their tongue anywhere they find R. Johnson, okay. Anywhere they find aru, they roll their tongue. So it's the way they speak. It doesn't make it less of English. So what I'm trying to say is that there's nothing wrong. If you go to an American school here in Lagos or elsewhere, they can teach them how to speak that way. And moreover, our kids, they watch cartoon a lot, so they even speak that way. They tend to pick all of these things from the cartoon anyway. So yeah, so it's not wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. Abona is here from Ikoyi. Abona, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes, please. I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Okay, good. This is very nice. And to me, it's a bit funny. Like, I was listening to you and Jibu when you mentioned that this is going to be a topic, so I had to stay on. I don't understand what the people who do this want to achieve, but changing English language just here, because most of these most of these pronunciations, I doubt if we can even get it like that where we borrowed the language from. I know since when I left secondary school and when I left university, but today I keep hearing words that
all kinds.
Really doesn't, I don't understand
all
why
kinds of.
It keeps changing. Why? It keeps changing. Like when we are talking about.
They want to confuse us, Nick.
I'd rather say, give me this thing than call it sex, because I don't understand how, when.
You say this thing, Abi.
After university, and 30 years after. Something years after secondary school, and I passed English. I got A3 in English, and I know I went all through this before I got that. Were they stupid then when we got the A3 in English? My brother, I don't understand it. Thank you for bringing this up. I think both our schools and parents and everybody.
We have a lot to do. Yeah,
we need to change some of these things. Don't go beyond. You can't learn from somebody and then they get. That's why when an Englishman comes here now, we're speaking, they get so confused because they don't know what we're talking about. It's not even what we learned from them that we're speaking today. All right, I'm sure a lot of
thank
people
you. Are interested. Thank you so much.
Let me give chance for others.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. He said he'd rather say, give me this thing, rather say, give me fake. That got me. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Ada, calling from Yaba.
Ada, welcome.
Okay, so my case is a bit different. That's more like a content.
Oh, Ada, I can't hear you.
But it started school.
Ada, I'm very Ada. I can't hear you at all. I can't hear you. I'm really sorry. Do try and call me back, okay? Let's get another call. Good morning to you. That's gone as well. We're gonna jump on another one. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hi, you. My name is Nkem. I'm calling from Mukafa.
You're welcome.
Yeah, hi today.
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm fine. All right, the topic is a very important one. It's a very important one because we've had lots and lots of children being misled when it comes to speaking some word and pronouncing some words.
Yeah.
Like at some point I've had some child say bucket.
Okay.
And I'm like, bucket? What's bucket? It's bucket. Mm. But the issue here is with the phonetics teachers that we have, and that's the diction teachers. Because you have this set come around and they teach this child this. Another set could come to another school and they teach, you know, something different from what, you know, this school is being taught. You know, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Like, I've had a jolly phonics teacher teach does an ah as an ant, ah as an antelope, ah as in, you know, some other words, you know, related to ah. And another jolly phonics teacher could come and say, it's no longer ah, it's eh. You know, eh as in.
So they can, the children are easily confused. Like they just
confused.
Teach them all kinds of things.
They are confused. So I grew up with knowing, learning the a, e, I, o, u, being the vowel letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the vowel sounds. But these days it's been changed. It's no longer a, e, I, o, u. So it's been change, and you know, children are being confused. So I think the school owners should get involved in this, know what the diction teachers are teaching the children,
right.
And also get the teachers, you know, to come in line as well and know, okay, this is the right way to pronounce it. Because if you don't really train the trainers, we'll be making a whole lot of blunders.
Right.
You understand? So we need to really train the trainers, let them know the right words to pronounce. So, you know, it's just that we try to borrow, you know, what, you know, other children in the other countries in America, you know, in Europe are saying, you know, the way they pronounce things. But that's not just it. For me, the basic point is that the child is pronouncing comb as comb and eat and as eat, not eat as egg.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for calling me. Sandra is here from Yaba. Sandra, hi. Sandra.
Hello, good morning. My name is Annie.
Good morning to you, Annie. Welcome.
Okay, good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
This is an interesting topic this morning, and I've been laughing. I'm a teacher.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm a teacher. I teach phonics in a school.
Okay.
You see, the problem, I quite agree a little bit with the last caller, but I disagree with her a little bit, because Jolly Phonics, R is R in Jolly Phonics. Jolly Phonics is actually a very good tool for teaching children how to read. Even like adults who don't know how to read, you can use Jolly Phonics and start from the scratch right up.
Right.
And then they know how to read.
Right.
R is R.
Mm-hmm.
R is not A.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, the problem comes in when all these people that say they teach diction.
Yeah.
They teach elocution and all of that. So they are the ones who come in and begin to say, oh, no, 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 no. In fact, recently we had to let go of a teacher in our school who said that where she's coming from, that pig, the word pig, pig, is pronounced as peg. And we said, no. So that's not how we call it here. That pig is peg. How did pig become peg? And then, you know, for people that call fork as feck, you know, like, I see it as being dirty-minded that you don't want to say fork. Fork is fork. Like, at least let that out, you know, like, be heard in the word. Fork is fork, the eating cutlery.
Big
so, you know, those people that don't want to sound like they are saying the F word and all of that, so they are the ones who now turn fork to fake.
To fake.
And I'm wondering, like, where did all this come from? And so, you see, parents also don't also help matters. So, you see, I take inquiries. So, you see, parents come into school and they start asking, do you do diction here?
Yeah.
And, you know, start getting comparisons. Okay, in this, I heard a child, maybe my colleague's child is speaking in a certain way. I want my child to be able to speak like that.
Mm.
But where I work, we're not really interested in the child having an accent.
Mm.
We are interested more in the child being able to pronounce words well.
Yeah.
So that's what we, like, my own little corner. So we aren't interested in child reading in a funny way.
Great job.
Or having any American accents and all of that.
Great job.
You can have the American accents in your, like, that's accent. Just like you said, a Hausa man speaks English in a certain way. That's his accent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really funny, and, you know, like, I'm really enjoying this topic. And
thank you, Annie.
Good job, Sheriff.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I don't know if I can take some messages on WhatsApp. It's not going to be sweet now on WhatsApp, eh? Because you can't pronounce anything on WhatsApp for me, eh? Can you? Okay. Well, let me take some messages, though, regardless. Just kidding. This individual says, I'm an English tutor. Most of those pronunciations they pronounced are correct, but it is alien in this clan. In fact, one sound can be used for several sounds in phonics letters like R and T, silent in words, etc. Noted, examination. Okay, he's trying to, you know, transcribe here. Okay, I hear you. I hear you, Emmanuel. Abby, what's your name? Okay, he didn't leave his name there. But thank you. Thank you for sharing. I understand what you're trying to say, right? I just think that we're trying too hard. I don't know why, what schools are, like the last caller said, perhaps it's parents. Parents just want their children to sound some type of way, right? And they're trying so hard, too much pressure on the school, as a matter of fact. And schools are forced to go and hire one Abele elocution tutor. I'm sorry. Let me take another call quickly. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, Sheriff.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, you.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't laugh, Taya. Yeah. You see what? This thing is not of recent, even while I was in school.
Yeah.
Yes. I started secondary school in 1971.
Wow.
And I went to my secondary school. My English teacher was always laughing. One day, he now asked me, where are you from? Where, I said, I'm coming from Lagos.
Yeah.
Because if I want to pronounce word, if I'm going to read this, I will say, where? Instead of where, I will say, wah. He said, are you Yoruba? I said, no. He said, why are you saying wah? For where? You know, because of this, they have to discuss issues, because some people are coming from Wari, some coming from Uele, you know, those kind of places.
Right.
But they come with their intonation.
Hmm.
When they ask us to read, we are heavily intonated with our dialect.
Right.
And somebody like me speaks Yoruba fluently, right from primary school. So that thing was affecting me. they have to make it compulsory for us to be doing phonetics during English lesson.
Right, right.
Yes.
Right.
My principal there was a white woman, R.A.B. Howard, okay. a Scottish woman.
Okay.
So, they quickly understand and make amends.
Right, right.
Yes, and when I went to do my HSC, my history teacher continued.
Mm.
And that was how I was able to be pronouncing some words. And when I married and started having children, my first daughter, when I went to the school, I put her in school later then. I now looked at it, they said, phonetics. I said, hey, this is the type of school I want her to go.
Okay.
In Aguda. Mm. And that was it. A pampas. And that was, before you know it, my children, all those heavy intonations.
Let's
very good. We all started speaking good English.
Fantastic. Let's go to break now. We're due for it. We'll be right back, Lagos. Stay with me, huh? Oh, we'll be back.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Crossfire here on Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, right? 3rd of August 2022. Let me quickly go to... We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. And I'm going to just go now to take some comments on our live stream on those two platforms, Facebook and YouTube. And we come to Twitter and WhatsApp in a moment. So let's start with YouTube, right? LD, I hear you. Thanks for the kind words. Joyce says, I teach oral English. My pupils don't sound funny because they learn to pronounce words properly. We have a lot of untrained personnel in the field, and that's a problem. And LD says, that's a courtesy, the English style for girls. Boys take a bow. Okay. You're saying the caller that said, you know, trying to bow like you are in the Queen's Court or something. Yeah. Okay. All right. Ade Babs says, there are lots of practices going on in the private schools that are influenced by parents. Some parents even get a private phonetics home tutor for their words. Some schools even cancel grading system. Oh, okay. All right. Let's take this one here from Oduwaye Oluwasegun, who says, we don't need to go far. I agree with you completely. Even in English, they speak different types of English. Ade also says, parents nowadays enroll their words in schools that funkify and or tend towards American style. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Let me go to let me do Facebook. Yeah, let's do Facebook. Let's see if we can locate our Facebook. Yeah, it's right here. Meantime, let me take one call, then we'll come back to Facebook. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Hi, my name is Timmy. I'm calling from Awoyaya.
You're welcome, Timmy. Welcome.
Yeah, so this diction thing is pretty funny because, like, for me, my kids now use it as a means to catch fun. So whenever they want to play, they just pick any of their diction teachers and start to impersonate.
Oh, really?
Yes. they often ask, like, why do you pronounce? Why do you have... and they describe the stress on the neck. My teacher will stretch his neck out. And it's funny, mommy. It's weird. So It's just.
But do they understand the right things? Do they understand the right words? Though?
They speak how as comfortable as they want, so they don't do all that.
Oh, fantastic!
Funny accents.
Mm, fantastic.
And yeah, so I was like, at the next meeting, I'm just going to do a little test.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Nike, so I want to put that. Okay, Mr. Diction Teacher, this word, how would you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Because words have different pronunciations.
That's right.
To different people.
So that's right.
If you're going to say it's Nike instead of the Nigerian pronunciation of Nike, or one TV presenter who one time said, my name is Lola. and she's Lola.
And
she's here in Nigeria, so it's weird for us. We should speak the way we feel free. Everyone will understand.
I agree. I agree with you. I totally agree. Thanks for calling me, brother. Appreciate it. On Facebook, Honorable Esther Awoleke says, I'm a teacher, an English expert for that matter, and I can tell you the excesses of these type of people are becoming something else. Sometimes I am under their trainings and I tackle them, and sometimes I just keep quiet for reasons well known to me. It can be better anyway. All right. Esther Awoleke, thanks for calling. Let's take another call. Good morning to you. Okay. I think we lost that. Let's take another. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning to you.
Okay, this is Ada calling back.
Welcome, Ada. Welcome.
So, my case is a bit different because my son is 4. Well, he started school at 3+.
Okay.
So, he watches cartoon a lot before he started school. He has the cartoon accent and all. When he enrolled in school, we were even surprised at how come he's coming with this accent. Everybody gathers to watch him and he speaks very well.
Yeah.
But my whole challenge is now I'm trying to teach him his native language.
Yeah.
And he's using the same accent to pronounce. So if you want to say a caro, he says things like a caro, as in, and I'm when I try to correct him, why he shouldn't say this thing the way he's speaking. But we just take it like that. I feel with time he will understand. That's just not so I feel he was born with it, because when he's speaking, you are forced to respond the way he's speaking. Even his teacher is forced to speak the way he is.
Yeah,
and I just feel so that's my own concern now.
Don't be bothered about. Oh, come on, that's not even a problem at all. It's not a problem. He doesn't have any issue. He doesn't have any problem. He will lose those things as he grows. So there's no problem. If he's still here in the country, though, he will lose all those things. He will digest. It's not a problem at all. That's not a problem. Good morning to you.
Ah, finally, I've laughed my head off today. Mr. Sherry, even the originator of this speech, Maria Montessori, didn't give it to normal people. He noticed some children were just left alone.
Yeah.
And she brought them together. Come and see this kind of pronunciation. Okay, how can you have the hour or ah? You know that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
A teacher in primary school sometimes, she's named Joke. Mm. And the children call her Miss Joke.
Oh, wow.
Ah, he's joking me.
Wow.
And he'll tell them, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I said, my teacher, man, continue. See, sometimes they pick all these things from cartoons.
Yeah.
See, do you know, on a lifetime with that, see, even your baby, Jason Lover.
Yeah.
The moment she hears, the next thing she say, our number one talk station. You know, she'll just speak it.
Because they learn a lot. They learn a lot from listening, from watching.
Okay, look at I'm sorry to use this word. This O-R-I-J-I-N.
Yeah.
I is it origin? I is the origin of origin.
Oh, Adeshewa, thanks for calling me. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning to you.
This is Benga calling from Friday.
Talk to me, Benga.
I'm going to pick it. I'm a teacher.
Okay.
Actually, I'm a mathematics teacher.
Okay, okay.
Let me pick it from two dimensions.
Okay.
The first one.
Hello, Benga. Benga. Benga, are you here? Benga. Okay.
So if I can read that, please put that aside.
No, Benga, start from the beginning. We lost you for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said I'm picking it from two dimensions.
Okay.
What we've been discussing. In every sector, there are quacks. In every sector,
okay,
there are quacks that pretend to be professional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's put that aside. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, secondly, in oral English, there are we call it formal, there are specific way of pronouncing some words which people pronounce wrongly for the purpose of our students, so that they can write exams and pass. They have to be taught.
Yeah.
In that manner, to be able to recognize which word. Let me give you an instance. Most of the words, look at this word. The woman, the plural, is often wrongly pronounced because the transcription is WIMI. If you pronounce that, it is women telling you You can check your advanced learner dictionary. This is WAEC sets a question okay. based on WAEC dictionary. And we have to train these kids.
Does WAEC have a dictionary? Benga.
It has a recommended dictionary for all students.
Oh, they have their own dictionary for students to... Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. It is... See, the American dictionary will transcribe A as if they are writing three. But advanced learner dictionary, which is based on Queen's English, will write A as letter E.
So...
I'm talking of this transcription. I trained myself just to be very sound in the market.
Right.
It is market. So when we ask students, which of these words have the same consonant or vowel sounds, okay? You see a word like beat, B-I-T. And you see a word like B-E-A-T. B-I-T has a short E. Then B-E-A-T has a prolonged E. You see letter I with a dot in the transcription.
Benga, thanks for calling me. Please turn on your radio. Let's do some lecturing this morning so everybody can benefit from it. So I get what you're trying to say, right? And I understand. And I understand because you self-taught, you know, understand, yeah. But you're not entirely correct. So, first, English is English. Even in the Daniel Jones that you mentioned, it's still English. And inside that Daniel Jones, you have both the American and British translation of the transcription of the words that you have here. Let's begin from the M-A-R-K. I will not pronounce it the way you pronounce it, so I'm just going to spell it. M-A-R-K-I-T, K-E-T that you mentioned. So the transcription would have K, short A sound, and T. Now, the short A sound is not E, so you can't pronounce it market. It is wrong. It is not bucket. It's wrong. It's called short A sound. It's a short sound. So it's market, bucket. Can you feel the difference? Like, it's not bucket. It's the same thing as kiss. Same thing as bit, the B-I-T that you mentioned. What again can I use? You know, anyway, you have short A sound. It's short A sound. The long one has the A sound and the colon. So you drag it, beat, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 848. Like I said, I understand because you kind of like just teach yourself. But I hope that's okay. I hope you understood what I just explained. Huh? So there's nothing like bucket. There's nothing like market. Please don't say it. It's still completely wrong. Okay. Whew. Now that we are done in class, let's go to WhatsApp and take some WhatsApp messages. Huh? Let's see who we've got here this morning. Ayo from Songwater is here, and Ayo says, this is an interesting topic. I want to suggest students, parents, and teachers are expected to take part in the learning process. All words with their correct pronunciation can be gotten online. We have apps that can aid us to pronounce words correctly. Do you know that principal is pronounced as principal? And he transcribed it here. Yeah, just similar to principal. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you just made me pronounce the same thing three times. Okay, I know you didn't mean to do that, but thanks for explaining. That's on WhatsApp. Oh wow, I don't even know how to handle it, of course, man. I have no idea how to handle this, but let's just go on. Good morning to you.
Morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you, madam.
How are you today?
Ah, it's grandma. Good morning to you, ma.
Can you call Michael?
Michael?
Give me the pencil.
You said what?
Can you call Michael?
What? Can you
give me the pencil. I want to eat an apple. I want to run. You see, I keep saying it. What has happened to primary education is gradually happening to university education now. It's such a pity. Because a lot of these schools are not approved by the government.
Yeah, yeah.
There are laid down rules of teaching these things. There are reading, what do you call it? There are different reading. I don't want to advertise anybody. Yes, yeah. They've mentioned Jolly Phonics.
Yeah.
There's Letter Land. There are lots. Even the American school, they have the ones they use there. And in the early years, the way the early years is designed, the early years is not designed for you to bring in another phonics or phonetics or whoever. It is the class teacher that gets trained to teach those children. Because she's like a mother to them in that class. Yes, for fine arts, for physical education or whatever, they could go out to other teachers. But you find now, they operate like secondary schools. They have an English teacher, they have a science teacher, they have this teacher. So the children at the age of 3-4, they see like 5-6 faces a day. In your mouth, some people will say, it's okay, that's the way they want it. But sorry, I'm old school. So, see my cool, Baba Bishé. Have a good day.
You too, man. Thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. Pencil. Oh, pencil gone. All right, I think I can take a few more calls, right? No, not a few. Maybe one or two. Let's see. Let's see if we can squeeze in this individual. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you. Yes, please. Good morning.
My name is Don Baba.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. You see, I don't know why we are complaining. And this teacher that we are complaining about, is that fall from the sky? Or we import them from a foreign country, they fail to do their job, that is why we are complaining about them. Is it not the same teacher that went through the ASUU strike and made Hula Malo and our education system? I think we are getting it wrong. If you are complaining about my primary school teacher, I will tell you that it's a lie. Or that one don't know what he was saying.
Right.
You see, my primary school teachers, they went to the normal education that we have in Nigeria back then. Mr. Sheriff, you may be older than me. Can you say all these things about your teachers in school, not university, I mean primary school or secondary school? When we are in school, sometimes you don't see your teacher. And you ask, they will tell you that they went to training. Today, do we have any teacher that go on undergo training? Even all these ones that we say they speak for me and all these things. They are hustlers. They are not teachers. When I see teacher, I know. So this ASUU strike, unemployment and all this things have pushed people towards what they are not, they not plan to do. And we talk about pronunciation and all this things. I think we got it wrong when we adopt American English.
Yeah.
I listened to Tafa Balewa yesterday. I've been with a 90-something years old man. When they speak English, it's very clean.
That's
you
right.
You don't hear anything like all these women that we are complaining about, their English is pure English.
Let's leave it here. Let's leave it here. We have to go now. Eh? We have to go. I know I can't take all the calls. I really understand that you feel some type of way right now because I couldn't speak with you. But hopefully, maybe other shows will treat it, will pick up from where we've stopped this morning and treat the same topic. Just maybe, I'm not sure. But thank you all for being a part of it. I hope that we can pay more attention, even parents. We need to pay more attention to what our kids are being taught in schools so that we can monitor their progress and their growth. It's not compulsory that you need to sound like a British or an American. No, that's not compulsory. That's not the goal. The goal is if you have to speak, then speak right. That's the goal. If you have to speak at all, English, speak right. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Tomorrow is Health Thursday. Tomorrow we're talking about how you can manage stress. And Lagos is too stressful, kilode. So we'll look at how you can manage that stress. Some of us, we can't help it. We just have to be stressed. Good morning to you. Bye for now.
You don't hear of what them call contributory pension scheme? You don't even think of how life could be sweet after you don't retire? Sit down, make I yarn your matter. National Pension Commission, PENCOM, get plenty of bouquet where them don't even use. Make sure, say, uru at PGPT. No enter how them they protect your money. Have them, they make sure, say, your money go, they enter sharply direct. PENCOM people, but no fit thief your money, as them don't arrange computer the way where no magomago fit happen. Both PENCOM, plus the PFA and PFC, them they operate for waiting on you. But they call transparency. Chai, this won't be like open ballot system where you they see waiting that they do. Me, I go there say what they do. All the people where they inside this matter not professional. As them they touch light your money every day. Then they check PFA to see as them they help your money grow. See jollification as you go just sit down, can't make and your money go they grow. Not to the smile on top retirement. Oh, it was say make we they say for any day. Make we use this obunga opportunity so that we go fit get peace of mind for retirement. For more information, call 0946-10668 or touchlight us for www.pencom.gov.ng. Pencom!
Entries are now open for the 2022 edition of the Multinet Teacher of the Year. Log on to www.multinetteacheroftheyear.com to complete your application form. You can also download, fill, scan, and send via mail to multinetteacheroftheyear@heineken.com. The winner goes home with 6.5 million naira, a capacity training program abroad, and a fully equipped block of classrooms or computer laboratory for their school. Application now closes on August 5th, 2022. Terms and conditions apply. Multina Teacher of the Year, rewarding excellence in teaching.
Multina. Share.